أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. My respected brothers and elders, in tonight's Taraweeh we have completed another great and beautiful surah of the Quran, namely Surah Al-Furqan, which was revealed in the holy land of Makkah Mukarramah prior to the hijrah that took place to Madinah Tayyibah. Thus we find in this surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displays His true magnificence and glory, and Allah unveils some of His signs. Again, this being a Makki surah of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses some of the fundamental elementary articles of our faith, such as belief in His majesty and grandeur, belief in the reality of the day of Qiyamah, and so on. The opening verses of tonight's Taraweeh, Allah Rabbul Izzah reminds you and I of the great day of Qiyamah by describing some of the horrifying and terrifying conditions that will prevail on that day. وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ. Remember the day when the sky will split asunder. وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا. Malaika will descend. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, a great commentator of the Quran and a very close companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he explains that the inhabitants of the earth, they will be made to assemble in a certain place. While they will be gathered together, when suddenly they will notice that the sky will split open, and then the inhabitants of the first sky will descend, and they will outnumber the inhabitants of the earth. And after a short while, the second sky will split open, and the occupants of the second sky will descend, and they will outnumber that of the first, and likewise the third, the fourth, the fifth. And this will be the starting point of the day of Qiyamah. Amidst these horrifying, terrifying conditions, the Malaika of Allah will be saying, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. They will hymn the praises of Allah. Oh Allah, glory be to you. The Anbiya alayhim as-salam will be engaged in sincere dua before Allah. Ya Rabbi Sallim, Ya Rabbi Sallim. O Allah, grant us ease, grant us peace, protect us from these difficult conditions. So in this page of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then describes to us two scenes of the day of Qiyamah. The first is when يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ, when a person will bite his hand out of regret and sorrow for befriending an evil person in this world. And he will say, Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. How I wish I did not befriend that person who took me away from the correct path, who made me engage in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was pressurized to go into wrong, and he obeyed the command of his friend, and this will lead him to be punished in the year after. Again, ulama explained to us that there are two types of friendship in this world. One is that friendship that draws you closer to Allah Rabbul Izzah, which will bring joy and happiness to a person's heart on the day of Qiyamah. And the second is that friendship that will draw you close to the scorching heat and the blazing fire of Jahannam, which will create and bring about misery, regret and sorrow on the day of Qiyamah. Al-akhilla yawma idhin ba'dhum li ba'dhin adu. Allah says friends in this world will be enemies in the year after. Illa al-muttaqeen, except those friends who built their friendship on the foundation of taqwa. They will rejoice over this friendship of theirs. Oh, it is obvious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in this world as social creatures, and naturally, inherently, we incline towards friendship. And this is no harm in having friends or befriending people in this world, provided this friendship doesn't take you away from the path of Allah. Ulama have explained that friendship has such a powerful impact on a person's life that this has been said to be synonymous to one's thinking. That it is friendship that shapes one's mind and influences his thoughts. And this is proven from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-mar'u ala deeni khalili. Nabi alayhi salam says that a friend will embrace the mindset and the ideology of his friend, not of his parents or his tutors or his siblings. No, no. He will embrace the deen of his friend. فَلْيَنْذُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. Hence, one of you should be very wary who is befriending in this world. The next scene that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that will take place on the day of Qiyamah, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ. Nabi alayhi salam would go to Allah, and then he would complain before Allah. Oh Allah, this great book you have revealed to me, my nation have abandoned this Quran. Most of the commentators have mentioned that Nabi alayhi salam would be referring to the disbelievers who rejected this divine revelation of Allah, and they claim that this Quran, wal-iyadu billah, is a mere combination of fairy tales. So Nabi alayhi salam would complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about his people. However, if you have to look and analyze this ayat carefully, we will realize that there's nothing restricting this verse to the disbelievers of Makkah, but rather is left general and open for all those who are guilty of abandoning the Quran. Therefore, Allah has given us a great opportunity, the month of Ramadan, where we should build an attachment and a bond with the Quran, where we recite the Quran with understanding, with tafakkur and tadabbur, cogitating, contemplating over the verses of the Quran, and then accepting every law and injunction of the Quran. Moving on to the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the latter part of the surah, He then mentions some of the qualities of His chosen bondsmen, known as Ibadur Rahman. Allah says, if you to know who are my real chosen bondsmen, they are those people who have the following qualities in their lives. Number one, أَلَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. When they walk, they don't walk displaying haughtiness and arrogance. Rather, they display humility and humbleness. They walk with humility, without having pride and arrogance. And then the second quality, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When they come across people of ignorance, and they are addressed by such people, they say, Assalamu alaikum, and they move on. They don't engage in discussion, fight and argue with such people. This is a prophetic and a divine law, that whenever you are addressed by such people of ignorance, then try to avoid conversations with them. Do not engage in any argument or debate. Merely say, Assalamu alaikum, wa a'rid anil jahilin, and continue with your work. The next quality of the Ibadur Rahman, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. If you want to know who are the ibad of Allah, the chosen bondsmen of Allah, they are those people who during the dark hours of the night, they are not glued to the television or hooked onto social media, wasting hours of the night in futility, in things of no benefit. Rather, they are those people who get up in the dark hours of the night, and you'll find them sitting on the musalla, standing on the musalla, in the sajda position, in the qiyam position, and they will be engaged in sincere dua before Allah. What will be the dua? رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. O Allah, protect us from the fire of Jahannam. O Allah, grant us entry to Jannah. O Allah, save us from your azab in the year after. They are concerned about the year after. And Nabi alayhi salam says in a hadith, الْكَيِّسُ مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَ. A wise, intelligent man is that person who reckons himself, reprimands his soul, who does stock taking of his deeds before he retires to bed. He does stock taking of all his actions for that day. That today, how many people have I insulted? Have I spoken bad or ill about? How many times I looked at haram? I heard haram? And then he reprimands himself. This is a wise person, intelligent man. And then before he retires to bed, he makes istighfar. He sincerely asks Allah for forgiveness. And likewise, he prepares for the year after. Another dua that they engage in, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. O Allah, grant us happiness in our homes and in our marriages. Make our spouses and our children the coolness of our eyes. Ulama explain that when a person's marriage is hunky-dory and free from curveballs and challenges, then this will grant him muscle and authority and ability and strength to carry out his external affairs and to fulfill his outside duties without having things bothering his mind. Therefore, they make dua for happiness in their marriages and for happiness in their children. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Of course, there's no time to go into the details of all these qualities. Another quality mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who, when they spend, they're not extravagant, and nor do they act miserly. They don't overspend, nor do they underspend. Rather, they adopt moderation in their expenditure. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appears in Musnad Ahmad, ma'ala man iqtasad. Whoever adopts moderation when it comes to spending, this person will remain rich and wealthy for his entire life. He'll always be independent. So this is another Quranic law to adopt moderation in your expenditure. Then the next quality of these ibad of Allah, that the quality of tawheed has been ingrained and embedded in the deep recesses of their hearts, that they have firm belief in the oneness of Allah, that because of this level of iman that they enjoy, you will not find them invoking and turning before other false deities. They only turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is another emphasized topic of the Quran, the opening verses of the Quran, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Oh Allah, whatever help we require in this world, we only ask your help. We only desire your assistance. This should be ingrained and embedded in our hearts, always to turn our attention and focus to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then because of this high level of iman that they have, you will find these people, they don't get involved in obscene acts like zina and evil actions like murder and theft and so on. Continuing with the verses and the qualities of the chosen bondsmen of Allah, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. They don't give false testimonies. They're always honest. They're always true in whatever they say. They don't break their promises. They don't deceive and betray others. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. And when they pass by futility, then they pass by in a dignified manner. You will not find them engaging in acts of futile and wasting their time in leisure and play. Rather, they have a greater purpose in life, and that is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Towards the ending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, such people who have these qualities, يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةِ. Allah has booked for them apartments in Jannah. 5-star apartments with 5-star treatment. But again, this is the time for us to do our booking and to pay upfront for those apartments in Jannah. If you look at this word ghurfa, ghurfa literally means a room in Jannah. Allah has booked for them apartments in Jannah, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ, which no eye has ever seen, وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ, no ear has ever heard about, وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ, and no has this image ever crossed anyone's imagination. This is something that is unique, which Allah has prepared for the pious, who has these great qualities in their lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to embrace the true qualities of His chosen bondsmen. And we ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to grant us the true understanding of the Quran. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu.